Surface 2? Hi, guys, and welcome to Taste of Premiere. I am very, very excited. I am standing at the Microsoft kiosk in the South Park Mall in Charlotte, North Carolina. I see people waving behind me. We're here because they actually have the Surface 2 and the Surface Pro 2 out so that people can play with them, and they're awesome machines. So in that spirit, I've brought in James Krepps. James is an expert in Surface, Surface 2, Surface Pro, and Surface Pro 2. And he's actually in the Microsoft store in the Florida Mall in Orlando. James, how's it going, bud?
Thank you for having me, Lex. Yes, I am here in the Orlando, Florida Microsoft store at our Florida Mall. Yeah.
Awesome. So how many stores are there in Florida?
There's just three full-line mall stores, and then we have a lot of kiosks here as well. We are opening our newest store in Florida at the Mall at Millennia, which is also in Orlando, in the coming weeks in October. So we're
awesome.
Excited about that. They're going to be our sister store.
Yeah. So let me just say, if you're out there and you're listening to the podcast, it's noisier than it is usually because we are actually in a live mall. This is live. We're not doing anything special here. This is live. So James, tell us about the Surface 2.
Surface 2 is a very exciting new member of the Surface family, taking everything that we had with Surface RT and just, you know, adding to it. We got the whole Surface family DNA in there with the adjustable kickstand for more comfortable, you know, use in your lap. We've got the even lighter VaporMag casing on it. It's got a full HD screen this time, as opposed to the RT.
Processor speed.
The Tegra 4, the NVIDIA Tegra 4 processor. I mean, even just navigation, it feels like the original Surface Pro. I mean, playing with one now, it is so much more snappy. And running Windows 8 in conjunction with the new Windows 8.1. It's just that much more apparent, the speed of this new device. It's amazing. The USB 3 added onto it makes it, you know, even more of a work and play machine than it was before. It's super exciting. And, you know, people who are out there have not gotten to hold one, and, you know, they're wondering, you know, is it that much of an upgrade, or, you know, does it really feel that different? I can assure you, when you actually hold it, you can see the difference, and it's awesome, and you can feel it when you have it in your hands.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, so if I walk up and compare my regular Surface to the new Surface 2, I noticed the color's different. I noticed the kickstand, you mentioned this, the kickstand adjusts at different angles. That's really cool. The screen, you said that it has higher resolution. Is that something that users that currently have a Surface will notice right away? Does it make that big a difference?
Absolutely. I mean, even just from basic menu navigation, everything looks just that much more crisp when you're in the start screen. And when you go over to the desktop, you have a lot more, because of the high resolution, you have a lot more real estate, you know, pixel density on the screen for you to be able to have multiple snapped windows open on the desktop side, or even multiple apps snapped running. You just get that much more clarity on it all. It is noticeable if you have, like, I have my company RT right here, and having them side by side, you can totally tell the difference.
That's awesome. So I'm actually one of the guys that loves the regular Surface. I like the Surface Pro as well, but the regular Surface to me was the perfect machine, right? I didn't have a lot of legacy Windows apps. I love the apps that we're putting in the store. And by the way, there's millions of them now. Tons of apps.
Definitely way more this time now than there was this time last year.
Yeah.
Growing at a rapid pace. It's awesome. And I'm of the same mind, Lex. I love my Surface RT. I think it's a great device. I didn't have a lot of need, out and about mobily with the tablet form factor for a lot of those traditional desktop applications. So I'm using the apps that are there, and I'm on an 8.1 preview now on my RT, and it's even better with that.
Yep, absolutely. And to me, battery life, that was the main thing.
Oh, yeah. It would come out, I'd put it in my backpack and forget about it. And then, you know, later that night when I'm home from work, I'd hear the notifications going off and I'd be like, man, I haven't used that in hours and it's still going, you know? So it's impressive. It's an impressive piece of hardware, and the Surface 2 is just that much more impressive.
That's awesome. Okay, so let's shift gears a little bit. The Pro was a great machine.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, I've got a little story to tell you guys. I travel all the time. I'm always on the road, and you know, I'm constantly going through airport security checkpoints.
Yeah, you do travel. We met in Charlotte, of all places.
Yeah, well, I live in Charlotte.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I've been to your store several times because I also have a place down on the beach near you.
Awesome.
The thing is that, you know, TSA regulations generally state, and I'm not a TSA regulation expert, so please don't quote me on this, but that you don't have to pull tablets out of your luggage. So I had a Surface Pro in my laptop bag, and I put it through the scanner, and the guy, you know, pulls it and says, "You got a laptop in here?" And I said, "No, I've got a tablet in there." And he ran it again, and he said, "You've got a laptop in here." And he pulled it out, and it was the Surface Pro. And, you know, he just didn't know what to say.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, so I asked him, I said, "You know, how do you designate a laptop from a tablet?" And he said, "Oh, that's easy. On the X-ray, we can see the fan. So the fan is the key. If it's got a fan in it, TSA looks at that as a laptop."
Wow.
Just a little aside.
I mean, the Surface family is, you know, it's a class all of its own. You really can't classify it as ultrabook or tablet. You know, it's its own DNA. You know, it's got its own thing going on.
Yep. Okay, so why buy a Surface Pro 2? I'm sure there's going to be a lot of Surface 2s out there, or
yeah,
Surface Pros out there for sale used.
As is the nature with the technology industry. Some of the main things that's exciting about it is, you know, it's running the new Intel Haswell processor, so you got a bump in some battery life and performance just for everyday use, but also the integrated graphics that come with the Haswell processor, you know, give it that little extra boost in the graphics department. One of the things I'm most excited about is the availability of higher storage capacities and RAM configurations. So the 64 and 128 configurations will come with a standard 4 gigs of RAM, but then when you bump it up to the 256 or the 512 configurations, you get an option of having 8 gigs of RAM with those units. So the performance is just going to be stellar on those for multitasking and, you know, just getting actual work done on those devices when you're not in play mode.
You said option of 8 gigs. So if I order a 256 gig box, it automatically comes with 8 gigs, right?
Yeah, it's not. I'm sorry, I misspoke.
Yeah.
It's not an option on that particular device.
You
know, when you go to those, you're getting 8 gigs when you get the two higher configurations. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just ordered mine.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Yeah, we've been taking pre-orders like crazy here for them. People are very excited. Also, the accessories that are going to work with the Surface Pro 2 and also the Surface Pro, but they're, you know, launching with the devices, you know, the power covers for people who, you know, are utilizing their devices a lot on the go away from a power source. That's a great solution, you know, to have that additional, you know, the peace of mind and know you're not going to lose your battery. And, you know, you still got your type cover. It's just integrated with the battery in there. The dock for the Surface, you know, for those people who, you know, get back home and they've got like a studio at home, you know, they can just dock it in there. It's hooked up to some external displays. You've got your USB ports all there for everything. I mean, that's very exciting, you know, for someone who knows a lot of people that want to use this Surface both as a work and play device.
That's cool. So, okay, so how much more battery life are we talking?
A couple hours additional with the Haswell processor, you know, normal use, you know, streaming a video, obviously, you know, we all know the caveats that come with, you know, when you say battery life, but on average, a couple extra hours, 2 to 3 more hours of battery life.
Cool. Yeah, that'll make a huge difference.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's the difference between, you know, on the bus home or not, you know?
Yeah.
Commuting.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So I saw some, you mentioned accessories, and I saw some pretty cool stuff. So I haven't seen a power cover yet.
Neither have I. I have not yet either.
Do we know how much extra battery life that adds? or have we not released the spec yet?
That has not been released yet, as far as the communication that we've received. You know, all the stuff that we've been sent down, training materials wise. But I'm gonna assume if they're, you know, marketing it as an increased battery life, that it's gonna have something substantial in there.
Yeah.
But we haven't received any official word yet.
So the other thing that I saw that was really cool is a connector that turns your keyboard, I think, into like a Bluetooth device.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's the wireless adapter for the type and touch covers. It basically just like a little thing that fits along the edge here and snaps on magnetically, and it just pretty much makes it a Bluetooth wireless keyboard. Great solution for people who, you know, like to have their Surface plugged into their TV to watch a movie, or, you know, play something on the TV, and then they can have their, you know, little type or touch cover in their lap or on the table, and they don't have to like get up and go and do that. They have it right there with them. So, I mean, that's a really cool solution also.
Yeah. And of course, all of the same stuff that we talked about with the regular Surface too, right? The adjustable kickstand.
Absolutely. That shared Surface DNA crosses right over into the Pro as well. The two kickstand angles, the front and rear facing webcams are optimized for the higher angle. But when you pop it down in laptop, and when you're in your lap, you can click out that extra one to get a more comfortable angle. That's the same on Surface Pro 2. The only real difference is, you know, the processor inside and the ability to use that digitizing the Pro Pen on the Surface Pro series. That's not available on the Surface 2, but it is on the Pro 2.
Yeah, that's cool. Do you happen to have a Pro 2 nearby?
Up at the very front of the store. It's a kind of hot display at the very front, so unfortunately I do not have one with me right now.
Okay, hang on just a second.
Awesome.
Hang on, I might have one.
He might have one. Might.
So this.
Oh, look at that! You did have one, Lex.
Pro 2. Yeah. I just stole it from their display.
Oh, hey.
They haven't noticed yet.
Careful.
So yeah. But it'll be back before they notice. So here's the deal. So here's what we're talking about, guys. When we're talking about the kickstand. So let me show you the regular Surface kickstand first. This is my Surface, right? And I've got essentially two positions. Shut and open. Okay, and that's the angle that you get right there. That's the angle. Okay, by the way, I love my skin.
Are we showing off skins? Are we showing off skins? Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
That's
awesome. Yeah. Okay, so this is the Pro 2. This is the Surface Pro 2. And now I've got two angles. I've got the normal angle. And then I've got kind of what I'm going to call the extreme angle for the kickstand, right? So that allows you to open it up a lot wider. I'm looking at the back of this, and I notice that I don't see the SD card slot. Did we move that?
On the Pro, it should still be there on the side.
It is on the side. Yeah, that's my bad.
Yeah. It's not under the kickstand like the RT and the
there
2.
There you go. Sorry about that. That was my bad. But otherwise, yeah, it looks pretty cool.
It's a similar form factor.
And on the Pro 2, the USB port is 3.0, correct?
3. Yep.
Yep.
And that's the same with the just Surface 2 as well. That has a 3.0.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, by the way, guys, if you're out there listening to this and you don't really care about USB 2 versus USB 3, if you have a USB 3 device, you care about the difference. It's much, much faster.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And we've gone with a full display port on the Pro and the Pro 2, which is awesome.
It's great. It can put output up to two monitors, so it's really handy if you do a lot of presenting or a lot of multi-screen design work.
Yep. Absolutely. So any final points that you'd like to make about the two devices?
Man, not any beyond that. I'm excited. I can't wait to get one. I'm thinking about getting probably the 256 Pro 2, you know, maybe if I have a good paycheck after the holiday.
Yeah, and you know, there is a 512 version.
I'm aware. I think I'm good with 256. I think that'll do me just fine.
Yeah, you know, I almost went with the 512 gig version, but it's a lot more expensive.
It's a jump.
You're paying a lot for that SSD.
It is.
But there are people out there that need it, and it's absolutely a great deal if you need it.
Yeah, if they're doing that video editing on the go, that's or you know raw image stuff, that adds up very fast.
Yeah. By the way, our free mall Wi-Fi wireless connections seem to have improved a little bit.
Yeah, are you on the mall wireless right now?
I am. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I'm stealing mall Wi-Fi.
Don't let the mall cops find you, Lex.
No, it's free Wi-Fi for for shoppers.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So there you have it, guys. Everything you wanted to know about the Surface 2 and the Surface Pro 2. I'm very excited. I've ordered mine. I will say that I may have to cancel my order because I'm going to have to. So it ships October 22nd, right?
Sir.
Or is it the 21st?
The 22nd is the release day. So if
you. 22nd is the release day. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think on the website, if you order it, it's shipped by the 21st.
Yeah, they're trying to get it to people's homes by the 22nd if they order online. And remember, if you have a Microsoft store around you, you can pick it up the day we open.
Yeah, so here's why I might have to cancel mine. I ordered it, and then I got a request to be in L.A. This week. So it's not going to be here until after I leave, and I don't want to wait a week till I get it. So what I may do is cancel it. And there is a Microsoft store in L.A. In fact, there are several. There's one or two stores, and there's several kiosks.
Absolutely.
So my plan, I think, is to cancel it, call them, pre-order it, and then when I land at LAX, drive over to the Microsoft store and pick it up so that I've got it to play with that whole week.
Well, you know, right now, Lex, you don't even have to put any money down to pre-order your Surface Pro or Surface Pro 2. It's just a free pre-order right now to guarantee yourself one. So
there you go. Yeah. And so one more question for you. And this is a question that I get all the time. And I know what the answer is, but I'd like you to answer.
Uh-oh. All right.
No, it's not loaded. And remember, we're not live, so Chris can always edit it if
that's
this
right.
Was on the spot.
Okay.
And Chris, leave that in.
Right.
So when people come in and ask you, why would I want this versus an iPad or an Android tablet, you know, what's the typical response?
I mean, my typical response is that, you know, those are great devices from our competitors, but this device family that we have here in Surface is truly the best device for work and play. You know, you can use it as a tablet and, you know, watch your videos, listen to some music, play a couple games, but then, you know, at a moment's notice, you can snap in that keyboard, you know, launch Microsoft Office on, you know, the RT or the 2, or if you have a Pro, you can even get more real work done with, you know, you can even do Photoshop or actual video editing at the drop of a hat on these devices. So the ability to have it be a fun time device as well as a work time device is truly what sets it apart from those other tablets out there.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's to me, it's the difference between a consumption device, something that's good at surfing the web and playing videos, and a true usable, workable platform.
Yeah, consumption versus creation, really.
There you go.
Yeah, yep. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. And by the way, for those that tend to want to put the Surface Pro 2, or the Surface Pro for that matter, in the tablet category, you're mistaken. It's a full-blown machine. It's a full-blown laptop replacement.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And then in addition to all the functionality of a tablet, that's just a bonus with that device.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of a hybrid device, but you don't lose anything from either from either category.
Yeah, and people who have not yet used it, they need to. They just, you know, try to find a place. I mean, there are some Best Buys opening little Microsoft stores within a store that have displays. We're trying to get it out there for people to even just hold it and get it in their hands. If you haven't yet, you need to try to find a place to do it because it's awesome.
All right. Well, listen, thank you so much, James. I really appreciate you taking the time to do this for us.
Thank you both for having me. I appreciate it.
I'll have you back again at some point.
Awesome.
And I can't wait to go back down to sunny Central Florida and visit you in the store again.
Hey, well, we'll have another one by the time you get back probably, so you can go check them out.
Oh, no. I come down all the time. I'm a Disney addict.
Oh, so, me too. Awesome.
Always at Disney. Guys, that's pretty much it for this episode of Taste of Premiere. I appreciate everybody, tuning in and listening and hopefully learning something cool about the new Surfaces, the Surface 2 and the Surface Pro 2. This is our first remote. Sorry about all the extra noise.
Yeah.
But that's your Taste of Premiere.